Developer Mark Croce says he's returned his focus to the Statler after his conversion of the old Curtis building to the Curtis Hotel, just up the street from the Statler. Working with a partial demolition permit from City Hall, workers have been burrowing into the exterior walls of the building. They've found problems, possibilities, and needs. Pedestrians on the building periphery can see the excavations on the outside of the structure, often bad work done years ago. Croce says he's in a rush with the construction season well underway.
At the end of the day, you know, we've done everything in our power to find a way to save this building and to make it shine again. We've been asked, you know, by the mayor and others for a number of years, when are you going to get started on the ground level? And I said, you know, once we finish the Curtis and once we finish the Emerson School, this is next in line, and we need to attack it this summer while we have good weather, because once winter comes, you know what it's like to try to work out in Delaware Avenue.
Much of the meeting revolved around Preservation Board members' concern about the planned use of a material called GFRC, or glass fiber reinforced concrete, instead of the terracotta used nearly a century ago to build the towering structure. Croce says it's too expensive to use terracotta today. Finally, Croce and the board agreed if unexpected serious problems come up, there will be a return to the board for some decisions. The entire plan was then approved. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.